follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Out of the gates, here we go. Welcome in, Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. 3 hours of Football Friday coming up. And the first hour is presented exclusively by our friends over at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. So the Panthers get the job done last night. Winners at Houston, 24-9. They improved to 3-0 now on the season. 2-1 ATS. They are 3-0 to the under. So look good on the scoreboard last night, Pauly. But that was potentially a costly victory on the football field. Everybody watching saw Christian McCaffrey in the blue tent. And right away, that they knew that that was a snap call out for the game. And so that usually is not good when he's still in the tent. And then he kind of hobbled back to the locker room. We'll have to wait and check out his status moving forward. And also, you know, potentially big injury. J.C. Horn, who was playing well last night, had that awesome open field tackle at one point. Aikman and Buck talked about it on the broadcast. He leaves broken foot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Huge loss. So now there's going to be trouble ahead, which I would think McCaffrey's going to miss a couple weeks with that injury. And it's Dallas, the Eagles, and the Vikings coming up. The loss of Horn, horrible for the props, too, with McCaffrey going out so early. Now it's 40-6 in the first half, Carolina outscoring opponents on the season.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing, and I know it hasn't been the toughest schedule, but still, Darnold looks like a completely different quarterback. Now, Anderson only had one catch in that game.
Oh, he was totally still, non-existent.
Sure, but to spread it around to McCaffrey.
DJ Moore is good.
And Arnold, Moore at a big game. Right. I don't know what that was out of Houston. What are the safeties? We just went through this last week with the Giants. Why are the safeties so far back? The whole middle of the field's wide open.
Right.
I mean, that's stealing. Come in, run something over the middle, wide open. Just sit down, bam. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ridiculous. But
The receivers were open so often last night. It was like every single play when he would drop back to pass.
So I know you're concerned about the offensive line, and it was a jailbreak a lot there. Who knows what Chuba could do? Hubbard might be able to put some numbers up. I don't know. But in any event, the sack prop went over in the first half, and there were a ton of sacks in that game. We knew Carolina would get to the quarterback, but Carolina must clean up the offensive line. But these are big question marks moving ahead. Because this guy does it all.
Yeah, I'm not, put it this way, they're 3-0, you know, one of the handful of teams that remains unbeaten in the NFL. I'm not there yet with this team. I want to be, but I can't do it because of, you know, what you pointed out 30 seconds ago, and that is we started, and we pointed this out in the show yesterday as well, Paul. Like, the offensive line so far has not been good at run blocking, but also they could not really protect Sam Darnold last night, and he still has issues hanging on to the football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw that a couple of times where the ball would squirt out. They were lucky because they hopped on both of them, so who knows.
Yeah.
But the fumble luck, how that could look. But so he's going to be under pressure when they take on better teams. And that offensive line is just not, it's not great. Sorry. Their defense, though, I think Carolina's defense, even though, you know, taking into consideration who they played so far, Jets and a rookie head coach, rookie quarterback in week one, the Saints looking back, very difficult spot for that team with the Hurricane and a bunch of coaches out because of COVID. And then last night with the Texans, just a total mess. And you know,
mm-hmm.
The Houston side, they have no idea what they're doing with the coach there, David Culley. He's just, he's a disaster already. We saw it last week, and he came out. He said, no, if I had to do it all over again, dude. And I said this on Twitter last night. You're lying. You'd punt all over again if you could. Because there was a spot last night, 4th and 4 at the 39-yard line.
Yep.
You got to get back into the game. Nope. Let's take the delay of game, push it back 5 yards so we can punt it right back to them. And then Carolina goes right down the field for another touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Total nonsense.
And then they had the touchdown drive when they went shotgun.
Hurry up!
Spread them.
Yeah, are you watching the game?
Right. Nice drive.
Jesus,
nice
man.
Drive. 1 of 9 on third down. 193 total yards. Didn't even give Webb a chance. So you could criticize Kelly, the OC, too. How about Aikman on the 3rd and 16? They ran a draw. I kind of like the call, Aikman says.
He did.
Cascade of boos rains down. Boo! I mean, come on, Aikman. But that was, I can't believe Cauley did that. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. But still. That's what you get with the, I'm old school, I'm not in the analytics, old school. Okay, 4th and 4 from the 39. And I was actually surprised Rule kicked the field goal there. 4th and 1 from the 3. I guess the right move to go up 2 scores, but they went for it earlier in the game and didn't get it.
Well, I would say based on what the Texans were doing on offense, you had to feel pretty good with your defense not allowing 2 more scores mm-hmm. to that team.
Yeah, I imagine a very, they won't announce it till Saturday afternoon, a popular pick in Survivor, and of course big with the teasers. And the first half, though, couldn't get there. Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah.
You should have got to cash that ticket.
By the way, one more thing on Cully. Before the half, when he punted again, they snapped the ball with like 6 or 7 seconds left on the clock. There's like 2:15 to go. The clock is running. Wind it all the way down to 1 second. Take the snap. Let Carolina get the ball back underneath the 2 minute warning. Mm-hmm. You punted. They got the ball back 2:08. So then they have the 2 minute warning again.
Come on, man.
It's not that difficult.
We talked about it again yesterday and it hit. Darnold, first touchdown. These quarterbacks in primetime games, first primetime game that stayed under, by the way, last night. But Darnold was 24-1 at Bet Rivers. And then at one book, he was 100-1 to have two touchdowns. The numbers were all over the place with that, but as high as 100-1 to have two rushing touchdowns.
So it's happened in primetime games, 2 out of the 7 we've had so far, where a quarterback scores first.
And last year was Broncos. Yeah. Kept happening on a regular basis.
Well, Darnold last night, like you said, that number. Danny Dimes last week, I think it was, 30-1? Maybe a little bit higher than that?
I believe so. Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're off to a good start. I like Matt Rhule, but, man, I'm going to have to see a lot more out of Carolina before. You know, and I would take a peek today as well at, depending on how long you think McCaffrey's going to be out, again, left in the second quarter with that hamstring, what you can find on Chuba Hubbard to win Rookie of the Year. Because this has now happened back-to-back years for McCaffrey, and last year never went away, and he missed pretty much the entire season.
How often can they throw to him? I mean, that's another thing. I mean, McCaffrey's such an important piece of the passing.
That's the thing. It's like, well, nobody's really, I mean, McCaffrey's like the best weapon in football.
Joe Brady's 32.
Oh, he's going to...
Believe that?
When does he get a job?
They said that happy birthday, 32.
Yeah. Yeah? Because I think he was 29 the year. Would that math make sense? I think he was 29 the year that LSU had that insane season with Joe Burrow.
Oh, God.
Here are some numbers for week 3 that you can get. We have a Dynamite weekly digital magazine called Point Spread Weekly. It's available at vsin.com/subscribe. Teams that start 0-2 straight up in the NFL... are 19-1 straight up, but
19-21 straight up.
What did I say?
19-1.
I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Yeah.
19-21 straight up. My bad. But they're 28-12 ATS at 70% against teams that are 1-1 in week 3 since 2010. Indianapolis would qualify with the points here. Detroit against Baltimore and Minnesota against Seattle. And again, a lot of times it's going to look difficult getting to the window right now or pulling up the app and saying, you know, give me. With the Colts situation, give me the Colts and the points. Give me maybe Minnesota and the points. Detroit at home, whatever. But that's going to be the case every single time with this trend and these numbers going back. And then winless teams are 17-27-1 straight up, but 31-14 ATS at 69% in week 3 when playing as underdogs of 3.5 points or more since 2010. Indy qualifies. Detroit qualifies again. The Jets plus the points against Denver and Jacksonville at home to Arizona. Good numbers now for more than a decade.
Mm-hmm. The big 0-2 ATS angle as well, which is you want to go to the window with some of these bad teams as well. Going to be tough. And then injuries. This is the big story of week 3. You know, these teams that are off to slow starts and also all these quarterback situations that we have. And now Jackson's banged up. Now, I guess it's more of an illness, but also he got hurt with the flip. He's a little sore, he said.
They said it was, yeah.
Okay.
But both reports came out yesterday.
But then he's got the illness too. So, I mean, that should just be a ton of points in that game. Baltimore hasn't been able to stop anybody, and this is one of the worst defenses in NFL history the last couple years with Detroit. So I expect a ton of points there. You know, Ben banged up. We got a quarterback change in Chicago. What's going to happen in Indy? Indy has owned Tennessee on the road. Owned them. But if it's going to be a combo of Eason and Hundley, or opposed to Wentz on two bad ankles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love their chances there.
Yeah, but this is wild with all these quarterback situations.
I would also bring this up for the biggest game on the board, the marquee game on Sunday afternoon, Buccaneers at the Rams. How big is no Jason Pierre-Paul? He's good at slowing down the run as an edge defender. He's also awesome at rushing the quarterback. That could be a massive loss. You know, they're going to be running the football probably to the edge now because Vita Vea is there in the middle, so that can change that game plan, and you never want to run at him anyway. And also the same with Antonio Brown in the same game. Same
That's
team.
Big. Right. Total sky high. 55.5 now, this total. It's funny. You got a guy who's never won a playoff game against Brady, who's won, 37 playoff games and 7 rings. So it's a great test for the Rams. And as we talked about all week, the Rams beat him last year on the road, and they couldn't slow down Goff. Goff picked him apart, and they had no answer for Kupp. So you can throw on this Tampa defense. So maybe would PP put pressure on a quarterback But this is, again, Tampa's on this roll with 10 in a row, straight 10 straight wins and 35 points per game.
And no Murphy Bunting?
I would say
in the
this,
secondary?
I would say this, though, as far as Tampa's defense overrated and all the issues they have against the pass, how good is this Rams defense? Remember what Rodgers did to him? A good quarterback has had success throwing on the Rams.
I think there's a good chance the Rams defense is not as good as what the mainstream media would tell you that it is. Yeah.
They feast on bad quarterbacks and bad offenses. But if you have a good quarterback, it seems that they get, you pick them apart and have success moving the ball on.
Yeah, it's a good point about the playoff game because Rodgers, what I think they set an all-time record in terms of yards against the number one ranked defense in a playoff game last year, almost had 500 yards.
That wasn't a problem.
No. By the way, a couple of things on that Packers game against the 49ers on Sunday night. Now, this number's coming all the way down. It was four there at the beginning of the week. I saw this tweet from Warren Sharp. 49ers are the NFL's worst home favorite since 2014. They're 4-20-2 ATS. Oh. Under Kyle Shanahan, doesn't really matter much. 4-12-1, 25% ATS, tied for the worst in the NFL. That's kind of a theme, right, with home field advantage or the lack thereof now in the NFL over the years.
What do you want to look at? How important is Green Bay's struggles in California and what's happened against the Niners? And also, San Francisco has struggled when they've had those back-to-back games on the road and then returned home. They struggled in ATS the next game.
Yeah, much more on that game coming up. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Also, win some, lose some. And some more big-name players who missed practice yesterday. We'll tell you what to watch out for coming up next.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right, here we go. Win Some, as we mentioned. Darnold will score the first touchdown of the game, 24-1 at Bet Rivers. Two rushing touchdowns, anywhere from 50 to 100-1. Missed extra point happens again, plus 260. That got there. Panthers to score first, minus 170. Panthers to score first and win, minus 110. Sacks went over, easy. Moore went over his total in the first quarter. Cooks went over his yards as well. That was a fun game.
Sucked if he had McCaffrey.
Well, yes, absolutely.
I mean, it really does.
Yeah, God, that was tough. What happened there? Win some, plenty of videos as always. Subscribe, be a part of what we do. VSiN.com, podcast, radio people. Let's go to the scene of the crime where they got OJ. Palace Station, the sequential Royale with cheese. The guy hits the Royal. It's a $1.25 bet. $12,500. You got to get it lined up. He gets dealt four to the Royal. He needs the 10. Bam. That's only a $1.25 push, but because it's sequential, it's $12.5. What a feeling. Mm-hmm. Palace Station. Very good oyster bar there. Underrated. And look at this. I like Sam's Club. I like Costco. I like the hot dogs. Look at the dog. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming to Costco. We'll see you next time. Okay. Wave goodbye. Look at this. Everyone coming in. Hey, how you doing there? Yeah, thanks for coming. I'm just sitting there hanging out and waving to everybody coming through Costco. Put the vest on them, spend the $150 and take them in the store. They'll allow it. Come on. Emotional support. Look at the little guy. Yeah, feed him a little snack.
I thought it was an employee.
Just hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah,
we've shown this one before, but I love it. It's making the rounds on social media. Here's the dog playing volleyball header. Look at this. Messy. He's got it the whole time, sitting up there on the stairs. Look at this guy. It's incredible.
That's talent right there.
That's like 10 in a row he's got it.
10.
Bam, right back. Bam, bam.
And he got him.
Wow, that's a great job by the dog. And he runs down and gets the ball again. That is awesome. Very good. They can do it all, these dogs. How about this guy wants to go ride on the dirt bike? Could be a little dangerous, but not a problem. Ooh. Look at, he gets right up and wants to go for a ride. Wow. Jumps right up on the guy. Let's go. All right. And here we go. Pop a wheelie. And there he is. Dog wants to go for a ride. Excellent.
And he takes him off the ramp?
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, it keeps going. Oh,
what?
I'm not in favor of that. He took the dog on the ramp. Oh, I missed that. Thank you, Dustin. I just saw the first 10 seconds of it.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, that's bad. I don't condone that. That's bad. Plenty of bad beats. Panthers first half. The goal line stand, and then, I don't know. That was a tough one with Panthers first half. And all good things come to an end. Freeland career against the Dodgers, 14-0-1 to the under. It's 5-4 in the ninth, two outs, nobody on. Of course the Dodgers score, and then they win it in 10.
Right.
Big for the win total, but bad for the pockets there, and a tough beat. Also, the Rockies were plus 230 to win the game.
I would also say that's a big one potentially for that division.
Yeah, absolutely, with what happened. So Rockies and under becomes Dodgers and over. Brewers minus 115, led 5-1 in the seventh. They lose. Braves $2. You cannot lose games like this with a week left, Atlanta. It's 4-1 in the seventh. You blow it?
Yep.
And then the Phillies won, so it's down to 2. And White Sox, Cleveland, game 2 of a doubleheader. The total was 6.5. It was 1-0 in the sixth. Went over. 5-3 Cleveland.
That was also the game that you pointed out yesterday.
Yeah.
The White Sox clinch.
The White Sox won the first game and clinched. But, you know, we got there because it was a subdued celebration. But they didn't play anybody. And then Cleveland had to rally to win, but they win 5-3 in that one. Plenty of lose some here. This was sent in. Thank you to the peeps out there. We got Christmas in September. We were in St. Louis.
I like it. Very festive. Sign me up.
Okay.
The holiday spirit already.
Yeah, I'm sure. 90 degrees in St. Louis at Christmas time. Tis the season, right? And let's go down the street on the strip. Let's go to Aria and check in. Yeah, why not? Y'all just walking around barefoot through the whole casino. Oh, you can see it, too. Look how dirty your feet are. What?
Yeah. I'd rather not.
No good. And we'll do this later in the show. I know Derek Stevens tweeted it out. Definitely lose some. A couple of hoodlums. These kids vandalized the statue in front of the D. It's been on the news all morning.
Yeah.
They were up there at 2 in the morning dancing, and they knocked the damn thing down.
Looked like one of the gals got a little too close to it. Dancing with the statue fell backwards.
Disgraceful. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. 250 match is the code. 250 match. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Also, win some. Jeremy Plonk gave out a nice horse yesterday.
It was like a $19 horse.
Good job, Jeremy.
Yeah. One more thing, by the way, on the Texans game from last night. Losers at home to Carolina. Like, if you're watching that two-minute drill or the hurry-up with Davis Mills, the third-round quarterback out of Stanford, He looked good, Paul. He showcased a strong arm, accuracy, composure, and they went right down the field and scored. And so if you're watching that again, they come right back out after that drive. Let's hand off to Lindsey and Ingram to the middle of the line. And there was no sense of urgency, no hurry up. Like, what did you watch at the end of halftime, pal? I mean, utilize that arm. The guy has a rocket. Throw it down the field. And they had no end. Look, I mean, teams will adjust to this, and they're going to eventually, you know, realize that Brandon Cooks is by far and away the best weapon on the offense, so they're going to slow him down. Last night, he was getting whatever he wanted. It was just keep feeding him the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Sunday night, again, in the Packers 49ers game, we ran those numbers down for you. The 49ers at home, ATS, they're one of, if not the worst team in the NFL since 2014. Don't you think that Shanahan on offense is going to just have something special lined up for this Packers defensive unit? Especially their D coordinator, Joe Barry, who appears to be lost right now in this role.
Yes, right. They also have had no answer offensively because the 49ers have such a physical defense and they rough up the Green Bay wide receivers.
And that's the thing. The Packers' offensive line is not great. Down a couple of injuries now this week as well. If they can't protect Rodgers, because you can actually exploit the... Like, Adams could kill this team because the secondary is the weakness of the 49ers. But how much time to throw? How much room is he going to have to operate in the pocket? You know, we'll find out coming up on Sunday night.
I would lead under in that game. And as far as the other monster game, it goes back to last year in Philly. And how good is the pass rush with the Rams? And can they put pressure on Brady and make him uncomfortable? And Atlanta got to him in that game, which would be cause for concern. But going back to, this Philly offensive line. Well, maybe it's Wentz. Again, Wentz has been sacked 6 times and hit 21 times. So I know they've had injuries and guys miss practice and stuff, but you can't put all that on the Indy offensive line.
Right.
So I think, again, it goes back to Wentz. But does LA make Brady uncomfortable on Sunday? Mm-hmm. But that's a tough game. Again, the total is out of control, how high it is. But I'm curious and interested to see what McVay has, who's been sick this week, what he has for Stafford and what Stafford can do against this Tampa Bay secondary. Because if Matt Ryan can go up and down the field on him.
We're going to get points for sure in that game. I mean, I don't see the Rams really slowing down. Oh, I mean, what's the best case scenario to hold Tommy to? 24 points?
That right.
Absolute best case scenario, maybe?
Right.
Other injuries, by the way, big, like you said, Paul, big, bad week. I hate this when this happens, but it does take place almost every single year. DeAndre Hopkins, rib injury. He actually remained out of practice yesterday. That number remains, it looks like it's 7.5 now pretty much across the board on the road against Jacksonville.
There could be some big news here when we get off the air with the injury reports.
Yeah.
The guys in and
out how they get updated.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook, ankle, sidelined yesterday. And I know some people were reporting that he might be questionable for the game.
I like Seattle anyways. I've changed my mind. Wilson 7-0 against the Vikings. And they're coming off a loss, and they were pathetic in the second half at home. And I don't trust Cousins. So
I don't like Cousins?
Breaking news, right. I think...
Bring that up to Paul Charchian next week.
I think... Oh, he loves him.
Loves him.
I think Seattle's going to win this game. And the other thing, too, Minnesota is 9-1 to the over off a loss. That's very surprising.
Well, again, the biggest surprise to me on Sunday is if that game is a normal football game and it ends like 27-20 and nothing crazy happens. Like, that cannot happen between the Seahawks and the Vikings. This is going to be Vikings-Cardinals on steroids this week, where it's going to be a bad beat, shenanigans will happen, total chaos, something like that. It's not going to be a normal football game at all. Hey, look, that was kind of a boring game. Not happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other injuries, Miles Sanders limited because of the chest. T. Higgins, no practice yesterday for the Bengals.
Well, what's going on with Pittsburgh, too?
Bingo.
All these guys are hurt. I mean, they have the injuries on defense. You got now the offense. We know about the offensive line issues. They've been able to run the ball again, but Pittsburgh's banged up. That total's crashing. But again, do you want to go to war with Cincinnati on the road? They can't win a game on the road. Once since 2018, October.
BetRivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. BetRivers has you covered for the NFL season. They are offering same-game parlays on all pro football matchups, and they're bringing back their Reduce the Juice promotions on game days. And this NFL season, they have a $1 million Beat the Spread Challenge with thousands of dollars given away each and every single week. Pro football betting is more rewarding at BetRivers. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet. The offer is valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's also available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. Up next, some fun week 3 props to get into. You can bet on how many taunting penalties we'll get in week 3. Keep in mind, 11 so far through the first 2 weeks. What do you make the number? We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Make this season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSEN free trial today. Get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to VSEN.com data and analysis. Everything we have to offer, $22 per month. Sign up now, VSEN.com/subscribe.
All right, how about some week 3 props, globally speaking here? No taunting penalties last night.
Shocker.
But a never-ending laundry list of other penalties that came into the game. Boy, that had bad flow there for a while in that game, huh? So far, 11 taunting penalties through 2 weeks in the NFL. The number for week 3, all games? 3.
Ooh.
Will they clean it up a little bit?
No, over there.
Going to go over?
I think, yeah.
It's going to continue?
You would think they'd listen to the fans and media who are ticked off at this, and it's just been a flag fest, but
I know
I'd have to go over.
Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio was suggesting on Twitter yesterday.
Well, they admitted they got some calls wrong.
I know that.
So it works out. They get like 20% of the calls with the taunting were wrong.
Yeah. He also said you got to keep it up.
Keep what up?
Keep throwing the flags on the taunting. Get it right, but keep throwing the flags. He also brought up that you don't want to have brawls in football. Again, can somebody please find me the amount of brawls we've had in the last 25 years in the NFL and send them to me?
You don't want brawls.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Hey, I burned you there, right? Huh? Yeah, you couldn't cover me on that post.
Right. Come on!
Brawling. What are we doing? No, the other thing I mentioned, too, with Brady, and they've set the record here, 10 in a row and 30 points in all the games. Of course, he broke his own record. The 07 and the 2010 Pats did it, too. So does that come to an end? Can anyone? Can anyone hold this team under 30 points the way they're humming?
The weapons they have, the way that, does Brady look like he's 44 right now, or does he look like he's, 31?
Better than ever.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's plus 170 to score more than 30 points. Most sacked team, Tampa Bay versus the Rams in week 3. Buccaneers minus $2, Rams plus 150. No JPP again. Rams going to get to Brady? Is that going to be one of the issues for him potentially on Sunday?
Well, I'd be concerned because Atlanta did. But again, they still carved them up, but that's a whole different ballgame between Atlanta and the Rams defense.
Will Tom Brady break 4-plus touchdowns, the streak record? Yes, is 4-1. He currently has thrown for 4-plus touchdowns in 4 straight regular season games. The record is 5 by Peyton Manning. He would have to do it here and then next Sunday night against the Patriots.
Okay. And as far as the record, I think that's in play because of how many times they throw inside the 5.
Yep.
And that just... Again, you don't see this. They win the Super Bowl and they return everybody.
Right.
So if they stay healthy, I think breaking Manning's record is in place on pace for 77 touchdowns.
I was high on him. I was high on a couple of quarterbacks before the season for the MVP. Brady was one of them, got him at 14-1. So right now, looks good. Talk to me in 5 or 6 weeks to see where he's at that point. But he always has a chip on his shoulder, too. I mean, he tells us that he still gets like emotional when he watches that draft video when he slipped all the way to, the 6th round. He wants to stick to teams.
Yeah, it's like Rodgers. He manufactures stuff.
I can tell you this. If he gets 4 more this week, I have little doubt he's going to go for 4 against the Patriots. Oh, he's going to go there with a message. Loved it. It was great.
Sure.
Good to be back. Here's 5 touchdowns in your face.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Will he get 50 or more this year? The yes is plus 425. 40 last year, Paul. They're better. He's better.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you expect out of Fields and Eason? I don't know. I don't know if you want to go over Eason props because there's Hundley supposed to get playing time, too. That's the plan. If Wentz can't go, it's Eason and Hundley.
I think it's going to look potentially pretty ugly with the Colts. The Browns-Bears game has kind of turned into a stay away for me because Justin Fields is capable. Again, I never bought into the hype that a lot of people did when he would have a good pass or one good drive in the preseason because they all of a sudden forgot about what happened in the drive before that. And he also, last week, I get it, he's going to have like a full week now to prepare, but last week when he came in 6 of 13, but this potentially changes everything on offense for the Bears. And I am one of the biggest Allen Robinson fans in the country, love him. They can't get him the ball. I'm thinking that maybe Fields is going to recognize that I actually have this guy to throw the ball to. He can get open. He's really good. Let me get him the football and scared. I'm a little bit scared here in terms of like Browns on teasers and that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, really? Okay. I think they win the game, but that's the scary thing for me is Beckham is supposed to be back, but Landry's out for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And Mayfield's numbers are night and day with and without Beckham. Much better numbers without Beckham than with him on the field. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I think we crowned him too early. It was more, as Matt said, bad Green Bay. Winston has had bad numbers so far. Thrown for under 150 yards both weeks.
Yeah.
So, I think this could be a tough scene Sunday in New England with Belichick ready to game plan for him.
Yeah, I see one spot where the passing yards for Winston is 220.5. How about Brissett out here against the Raiders? Passing yards is 195.5. Touchdown passes, 1.5. Yeah. The under, minus $2.
I like the under for the game. But that's 216 yards last week. They can't be that bad again on offense.
No, I don't think they will.
Well, it's a get-well defense in the Raiders. Well, they did a good job last week against Pittsburgh, but it appears that anyone can shut down Pittsburgh's offense, how bad it is right now.
Now, here's the thing, too, for that game. The Dolphins like to blitz. They love to bring the heat. Derek Carr, not exactly one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL when he's under the blitz and under pressure. So it could be a problem for them. And I'm not going to call it a revenge game, but last year what happened at the very end with the face mask on Fitzpatrick, the Raiders blew that game.
They've owned them. They are 13-2, last 15 straight up against the Raiders.
Yep.
And that's crazy.
One more prop at you that I find very intriguing. Most rushing yards for the entire season. Zeke, minus $3. Tony Pollard, plus $2. Pollard has outrushed Elliott 123-104. He's had 11 fewer carries.
Is it over? I know it was a big year for him. I thought he could, watching Hard Knocks, I thought it's over for Zeke. Don't you think?
Well, let me ask you this. Who's the better player right now?
Pollard.
He's the better running back?
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. Yeah. How about some trends? Raiders 14-4 to the over going back to last year. The last seven head-to-head against Miami have gone over. As I mentioned, Minnesota and the guys with the great graphics, 9-1 to the over off a loss. Teddy Two Gloves, 37-14 ATS. Rookie quarterbacks so far in the season, 0-4 ATS when not going against another rookie quarterback. Giants on a 13-4-1 underrun. Saints, 29-12 ATS run on the road. KC's won 12 of the last 14 against the Chargers. Tannehill, the gift that keeps on giving. 13-4 overrun, 22-5-1 since becoming the starter, 11-2 overrun on the road. Last 4 years, Baltimore, number one in the league, 21-9-1 ATS as a road favorite. This surprised me. Calm down a little bit, the number. Washington's 1-11 ATS with 6-plus days of rest.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
They got to fix this defense.
No, they do.
I also am concerned that Buffalo's coming off a 35-0 win. I think they win, but maybe I don't want to get 8. No, can't do it.
It was 9. I grabbed 9 earlier in the week. Yeah. And again, has this ever been said in NFL history? The Bills won 35-0, and the offense didn't look great.
Right.
The defense actually has been playing awesome so far for Buffalo. I get it. It's been the Pittsburgh offense and then the injury to Tua last week. But by the way, a nugget on that Chiefs game as well. They're up to now 7 across the board. Grab the Chargers plus 7 in the game.
2-11 ATS run. God.
You look at that. Here's a note for you. The Chiefs so far on offense, averaging 7.3 yards per play. They're number 2 in the NFL. On defense, they're allowing 7.6 yards per play. The worst in the NFL.
Oh, it's bad. Yep.
So, again, this is
a lot of them already.
You know, the offense is going to be phenomenal. No problem getting their points, getting their yards. But 7.6 yards per play allowed on defense? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Two games in, I get it. Yeah. But
Chiefs win by 4, probably. Chargers 16 losses by 7 or fewer since 2019. Obviously, most in the league. And the other thing, between KC's defense, Baltimore's defense, Jacksonville's defense, Detroit's defense. Oh, God. I mean, this Detroit game. Detroit's allowing 35 a game. The Ravens are allowing 34 a game and 390 yards per game. Jacksonville's lost 17 in a row.
That's right.
6 in a row by double digits. And they're starting rookies on Sunday. Good luck. Now, I know Hopkins is banged up, but still, you got one guy, one rookie corner starting. The other guy's a second-year guy, and the guy backing him up, they just signed off the street. So it could be a field day for Murray. But this Detroit defense somehow could be worse than last year. And they were historically bad.
Well, I think it might be. And again, they have injuries again this week.
Yeah. They've allowed 30 points, at least 30 points, 8 games in a row. That's a record. Can they slow down Baltimore's rushing attack? I mean, Baltimore might gas.
No.
Nah, Baltimore might have 250 on the ground against them. I mean,
I want to make sure that Lamar Jackson's going to be totally fine for the game. I think he's going to be. But again, when both things come out within like 45 minutes, oh, he was injured doing the flip against the Chiefs. And now he's also sick.
Well, when you see illness.
That's the thing.
Wait a second. With him.
This would be the...
That'd be the hat trick.
It would be. It would be. If that's what it would be. Yes. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More early games to get into coming up next. And best survivor picks to consider for week 3. Are you okay using a team favored by less than a touchdown? We'll run that by you coming up next here on VSiN.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
When you place your football bets this week, try out the new same game parlays at BetRivers. Mix, match, multiply your payouts with player prop combos along with traditional game lines. Give it a go this week. And if golf's more your speed, you get a 20% profit boost every day of the Ryder Cup. Log in, bet, and win at BetRivers. Download the app today or go to betrivers.com. More on this putrid Jacksonville defense. They've allowed at least 23 points or more 17 in a row, and 350 yards, 15 games in a row. Second longest in the Super Bowl era.
Worst team in football?
Yeah. It's,
Are they worse than the Texans with Davis Mills?
They're going to run the offense like that, yes. No, but...
What
did Lawrence have, like 115 last week?
Yeah, 118.
That was... Yeah, okay.
After going right down the field, by the way, against the
Browns defense is... I don't know who's worse, Detroit or Jacksonville defense. Yeah.
I'm not going to... I actually thought Mills looked good last night, all things considered. It was Cully. Dude, you got to let it rip once in a while. Kid's got a good arm. You can find Survivor Advice... Point Spread Weekly this time of year. It's always great, but football season, it's amazing. Again, available at vsin.com/subscribe. Adam Burke's write-up on, you know, Survivor strategy for this weekend. He has a long write-up on all these games and which games that he would go to and possible options. Panthers were on the board last night as an option for him. Certainly made some sense. Browns over the Bears with that rookie quarterback angle. All right.
Yeah, makes sense. Could Baltimore lose to Detroit?
That's one of the teams on the list.
If something would happen to Jackson, I'll tell you, Goff's going to move it on him.
I think so too.
Goff will move it on him. No, and the other thing, can anybody stop Hockenson? I mean, he set a record here with catches and touchdowns. Be the first tight end in history if he can do it again with eight catches or more and a touchdown in a game.
He might be leapfrogging, and I hate to say this because I love George Kittle, but he's not really utilized as the number one option in San Francisco in terms of like fantasy and where he would rank in terms of tight ends. I think Hockenson might be the third best tight end in football
right
now.
He's
going
to have a monster fantasy season.
Oh, absolutely. I think it goes Kelsey, Waller, and then him.
Yeah, going to have a monster fantasy.
Totally agree. Here's the thing on that note. The Ravens are averaging 6.6 yards per play. Lions allow the exact same number, but the Ravens give up 6.9. So I think, you know, again, I've been saying all week 49.5 might be a little bit light. Injuries in this game. Marquise Brown did not participate in practice yesterday because of an ankle. Jackson, the illness like we talked about. Tackle Ronnie Stanley did not participate. And some others on defense as well. But that was one of the games on the board for Adam Burke to use in Survivor. He has...
Right, back up a second.
Yeah.
The other thing that can help out Fields here, and Nagy and the Bears have done a better job running the ball. I think that's like 8 straight games they've had 100 rushing yards. So that'll help out Fields
too,
if they can get that going and take some heat off them. But you know, please show some creativity and imagination, which was what they sold when they hired you out of Kansas City, and what you did your first season with Chicago.
That's a long time ago.
Throw the ball down the field.
Yep. Burke wrote Raiders over the Dolphins in Survivor, and he did put it on there like this is a much more ballsy pick, chancy pick that you're taking. But could you go to war with the Raiders and against Brissett here? Carr is going to be fine the way it appears.
I'd be concerned. You have a good coach against a team that won double-digit wins, and they were embarrassed at home. And now the Raiders have got to be feeling good about themselves and everyone telling them how great they are after they beat the Ravens and Steelers.
Last one here, because Adam writes, the pick, though, to use this week would be Denver at home against the Jets.
Yeah,
I had, before I got knocked out in... Week 2, like a Mike Tyson uppercut to my chin with the Seahawks losing. I had Denver actually penciled in much later in the year. Don't forget about this in Survivor Pools, folks. Denver hosts Detroit and Cincy back-to-back weeks in December.
Read me that again?
Denver hosts Cincinnati and Detroit back-to-back weeks in December. I'd hold off. I would hold. Personally, I'm out of the contest, so who am I?
All right.
But I would hold off on the Broncos this week and save them for later on.
Jets have lost 11 in a row in September, third longest in the history of the league. The other thing, you know who's great against rookie quarterbacks? Belichick. You know who also is? Going back as a Fangio, believe it or not.
Oh, well.
Fangio's great defensive coordinator numbers against rookie quarterbacks. And Teddy Two Gloves is just cashing tickets nonstop.
Yeah.
Any interest in Teddy at 150-1 to win the MVP?
Maybe a little. As a total long shot, well, what's their ceiling this year? Can the Broncos win that division?
Possible.
Is it possible?
Here, KC's only $2 at some places.
Would you make a bet on Denver at 5-1? Or in the neighborhood of 5-1?
To win the division.
That's all I'm talking about right now, yes.
I'd take a shot, yes.
5-1.
The defense is legit.
It is, yes.
Teddy's playing well at Kansas City. He has all kinds of issues on defense.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Chubb's hurt again, though, on defense.
Well, yeah.
But maybe, so then what would it take for Bridgewater to be the MVP of the league? Certainly, if they would beat out the Chiefs in this division and win it.
Not well, even that. No? You don't even have
no,
to
no,
do
no.
That.
I'm saying, but that's okay. If that happened, it'd be like, okay, now we're, my eyes are open here. This makes some sense. Talk to me about Bridgewater. 12 wins?
11, 12 wins and 30 touchdowns.
If that happens and he goes 30 touchdowns and he doesn't turn the ball over, what's a fair number of INTs? If he goes 30-8, again, this is
just throwing it out.
Maybe best case scenario here.
What a division! So far, AFC and NFC West.
Oh God, they're so good.
Wide open.
Yep.
I tell you, the Chargers might be that. Like, there's this Staley hype and nonsense. They might be the worst team in that division.
Should be
when it's all said.
And I got news for you.
Again, it's a big Monday night game next week.
Yes, it is. When you look at the overall records right now, both divisions should be unblemished. Seahawks gave that game away last week. Chargers could have won that game 50 times against the Cowboys, and the Chiefs totally blew it against the Ravens.
Yeah. What are we doing with the Steelers? Are you ready to give up on this offense and say, that's it? I mean, now Canada's already tinkered with the offense. Injuries on the defense. Last in rushing. 30th in yards per rush attempt. I guess I just have to throw out the 11-0 start. They've lost 6 of their last 8 games.
Yeah, that means more to me than the 11-0 start last year.
But they've owned Cincinnati. They've won 14 of the last 16. But they got humiliated last year on Monday Night Football on the road.
All very true.
And then I just mentioned Cincinnati has one road win going back since October of 2018. And you saw how bad Burrow played last week on the road. So I know there's guys, they're banged up on the defense. But just like we said last week, they would have an answer for Waller. And you saw the targets drop down. And they will have an answer for Chase, too. Chase. Steelers will win the game. It's come down, though. Definitely, we're looking at 43 now on the total.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I don't know what, if it's
that move
just,
makes sense.
I don't know if it's the offensive line or Ben, or it's probably both. But this is just, it's hard to watch offensively with the Steelers. There's too much talent there.
I think it's all rolled into one, right? Because of the bad offensive line.
And maybe he's Ben finished. Maybe Ben is cooked.
And they cannot get Najee Harris established on the ground game like they would, prefer. And then going deep has been a problem so far. Again, is it Ben's arm?
Yeah. Yes.
Again, people who watch film for a living, they actually said that it appears as if what you said is true. Canada has already tinkered with the offense, resorted back to what it was last year because they can't throw deep. If that's true,
then it's all Ben. That's Ben.
That would be Ben.
Well, we were calling for it last year. I also take shots down the field.
I did read the comments this week coming out of Pittsburgh's camp that Canada is. There's been a back and forth about Big Ben wants to go hurry up. Canada, is he going to be open to that? He said this week, I talk to Big Ben all the time. If he wants to go hurry up, we're going to explore going hurry up.
They should.
So maybe that would be something to watch out for this week as well.
Plenty of Steeler fans, too, told me that before the season. Nah, not going to the playoffs.
I tried to tell you that, too.
That was right. But, I know. I was stubborn. They got time. I mean, that's still, that was a huge win at Buffalo. Okay. And you've had a ton of injuries.
They're fortunate they won that game. They got that block punt. Otherwise, they'd be looking at 0-2.
Well, they're also going to get healthy here. And they have a great defense. And I expect them to win this game.
And that's the thing, right? Like, that defense carries all year long. That defense will, as long as they're healthy. But they've had a little bit banged up now. But that defense will play well at home. It'll play well on the road. That's going to play well in January. All of it. So if you can just scrap together some sort of an offense and get... They have weapons. I mean, my God, they have some of the best receivers in football. Like, that trio, you can put up against pretty much anybody in the league and say, I'll take my chances here.
The other thing with the Chargers, Bosa, James, Harris, they all missed practice, which might not be a big deal in this, but maybe some of these guys missed the game. They've also have plenty of, they've stunk in the red zone. You can't beat Kansas City and Mahomes kicking field goals.
No, but I do know this.
But they are, again, Kansas City's awful, worst run defense in the league.
Yeah.
So if they can keep Mahomes off the field, but it's going to be typical Chargers Sunday. They'll lose a close game.
I'm sure that's what's going to happen, right? I know this. Okay, if those players are good to go on Sunday, Chargers have a good defense, and they have a borderline, spectacular secondary. So it's not, Mahomes makes it look easy a lot in most games. It might not be that easy against the Chargers this week. So, first hour, Follow the Money, presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. College football with Brad Powers coming up next. We'll get his best bets of the weekend and ask him which teams he upgraded and downgraded after last week.